So good right there. Music right there from a band called Brother Bird. My buddy Panico introduced me to that band recently, so thank you, my friend. Brother Bird is the project of Nashville's Caroline Swan, and the single you heard is off her brand new record. It's her second full-length album. It's titled Another Year. It was released this past March 8th, just recently, on Easy Does It Records. Tour kicks off April 24th in Austin, Texas, and stops in Boston Friday, May 3rd at Brighton Music Hall. Up ahead of that, Caitlin Rose with Nobody's Sweetheart, second single from the Nashville musician's third full-length album called Kazemi. It's released September 2022 on Missing Piece Records. The Gabbard Brothers up ahead of that with Pockets of Your Mind. The Gabbard brothers are Andrew and Zach Gabbard from Ohio, and the song is off their great self-titled album. It's released, it was a debut album. It's released July 2022 on Karma Chief Records. And speaking of the Gabbard brothers, they are part of the band, the touring band. When you see the Black Keys live, the Gabbard brothers are playing instruments in the band. And the Black Keys were up ahead of that with Everlasting Light, its lead off track off the Ohio duo's sixth studio album. Brothers released May 2010 on Nonesuch Records, and kicking off that set with Spoon, Don't You Ever, second single from their sixth studio album, 2007's Gaga Gaga Ga, released July 2007 on Merge Records. It's the top of the hour right here at the station, maybe where you are as well. This is Ryan Dean. You're listening to the Music Savage Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Free From Radio, serving Boston and all the world on WMFO.org. Thanks for being out there. I hope you're enjoying the show. I am enjoying playing this music for you. At the top of the first set an hour ago, I had said what was coming up. And right now we're going to pay tribute to Carl Wallinger. He was the front man for a band called World Party. He was also in the... he was a member of the Waterboys for a few years, and along with many other projects and solo work. So we're going to honor him. He passed away just recently, this past Sunday on March 10th. And here is something from World Party. This is Put the Message in the Box, Music Savage Show.
says, give a little bit, give a little bit of your love to me. 'Cause I'm waiting right here in my open arms. She says, give a little bit, give a little bit of your soul to me. 'Cause I'm waiting.
Too soon.
things get, you get so high, funny how it make new friends. Oh hey ho, I gotta go, my prayers will never be answered again.
Come alive.
is just so damn good. That is The Glass Hours right there. Great track called Hurricane. The Glass Hours are musicians Megan, Barbara, and Brad Armstrong. They're based in Red Hook, New York, and the song is the lead track off of the duo's self-titled debut album released just a few weeks back on March 1st on Cornelius Chapel Records, and it is very, very wonderful. Up ahead of that, Wilco with Can't Stand It, first track and lead single off of the Chicago band's third studio album. It's called Summer Teeth. It's celebrating its 25th anniversary this month. Man, oh man. Released March 9th, 1999 on Reprise Records. They've announced a new summer tour. It coincides with a Solid Sound Festival, which happens in North Adams, Massachusetts at Mass Mocha at the end of June. So you can head over to Wilco's website and see all of their new tour dates. And then, you know, maybe get yourself to Solid Sound because it is a great festival. Waterboy is up into that. We are celebrating Carl Wallinger. The Hole of the Moon is the name of the track I played from you. Carl Wallinger was a member of the Waterboys during this time, and the single is off the band's third studio album. This is The Sea, released September 1985 on Ensign Records. And World Party, Put the Message in the Box, second single off the UK band's second album. It's called Goodbye Jumbo. That was released April 1990 on Ensign Records as well. Rest in peace, Carl Wallinger. He was born October 19th, 1957, and passed away just recently, March 10th, just a week ago, almost. What is today, the 15th? Only 66 years old. That is way, way, way too young. But left us with a lot of music that will live on forever. I'm Ryan Deese, Music Savage Show. This weekend, they are having a celebration of another life that was cut way too short. Gary Smith, he's a record producer from the area and from Fort Apache. They are doing Fortnite's celebration of Gary Smith in Fort Apache Studios. Here in our area, in Davis Square, as a matter of fact, Crystal Ballroom and Somerville Theater. It's two nights starting tonight and tomorrow, a celebration of Gary Smith and Fort Apache with so many bands, musicians that were part of that scene and on that label and produced by Gary Smith. Where are we heading with this one? We are going to kick it off with some brand new music. From one of my favorites of all time, Buffalo Tom. Their new album, Jump Rope, is coming out May 31st, and I just got to see them recently, and they played this song, and it's a Chris song, and I'm a big fan of any Chris Colburn music from the Buffalo Tom albums. So let's get into it. Fort Apache Nights starting tonight over at Crystal Ballroom, and then tomorrow at Somerville Theater. So many people. Buffalo Tom, Tanya Donnelly, Fuzzy, Billy Bragg. We can hear all these musicians in this set. Let's kick it off again with Buffalo Tom. Here is the latest single from their upcoming album. Again, it's called Jump Rope. And here is New Girl Singing, Music Savage Show.
Talking about a new girl singing, makes a body sink so low. And I sink pretty deep, pretty deep, pretty deep. I sink pretty deep, pretty deep, pretty deep. I wish I carried a camera. I'd have proof that you're never where you say.
You thought you saw a body on Bad dreams all came true. You are.
two nights of incredible music starting this, starting tonight, as a matter of fact, Friday, March 15th, and Saturday, March 16th, Fort Knights, a celebration of Gary Smith and Fort Apache Studios tonight and tomorrow. Crystal Ballroom is tonight, and Somerville Theater, which is just below Crystal Ballroom, tomorrow. And you can hear all of those musicians and bands and a whole bunch more if you head out. Billy Bragg, You Woke Up My Neighborhood, right there. We'll be playing Sunday. It's the second single. It features REM's Michael Stipe and Peter Buck, and is from Bragg's sixth album, Don't Try This at Home, released September 1991. The song title was taken from a drawing, was named from a drawing that Woody Guthrie created, and Billy Bragg saw it, and he wrote this song, which, interestingly enough, a few years later, Bragg would join Wilco and create the Mermaid Avenue albums based on words of Woody Guthrie. So Woody Guthrie was a huge influence, and obviously maybe this song, maybe that picture, maybe everything just kicked it off and they wanted to work on the words of Woody Guthrie. Anyway, Kristen Hirsch up out of that with Echo, and that is off, it's a lead track off of her fourth studio album, and that is called Sky Motel, released on 4AD Records, July 1999. Fuzzy up out of that with Flashlight. Fuzzy were one of the great 90s Boston bands. So the single is off their self-titled debut album, released in 1994. Tanya Donnelly with Pretty Deep, lead single, first track on her debut solo album, Love Songs for Underdogs. That was released in August of 1997. And kicking off with brand new stuff from Buffalo Tom, New Girl Singing, second single off of the Boston Trio's upcoming 10th album, Jump Rope. It's due out May 31st. All right. It's the last set of the show. It always sneaks up on me all the time, every time. I'm waiting for it. I know it's there, and I just forget that it's there because I'm having a great time. And then all of a sudden, it's the last set. It's the Hot Take set, Music Savage website, 4 p.m. Boston time every Friday. We put up a post. It's called Hot Takes, and it's our favorite videos and songs sent to us throughout the week. We put them up there so they can be your favorites as well. And you get a sneak peek right here. And you've been hearing every single off of this album, because every single is a... it's a damn hot take. And this is the new one from Waxahachie. And her new album, Tiger's Blood, is coming out, I think, in just a few weeks. Next week. It's coming out next week. Here's the latest single. It's called 365 on the Hot Take set. It's Music Savage Show.
365 days. Tell me you're a wounded soldier. You ain't had much luck, but grace is in the eye of the beholder. I had my own ideas, but I carried you on my shoulders anyways. Ooh, and I stopped picking up all your phone calls. Take a shot at decency. If I heard your voice on the other line unceremoniously, the shadows of a lie or a state of emergency. I've been run down. Ooh. I catch your poison arrow. I catch your same disease. Bow like a weeping willow, buckling at the knee. So when you kill, I kill. When you ate, I ate. We both haunt this old lifeless town. When you fail, I fail. When you fly, I fly. And it's a long way to come back down. Three. 365 days. Tell me I'm your lucky charm. We defy gravity again, somehow make it out unharmed. And I have my thoughts about it, but I carry you in my arms anyway.
Me yet, no, but I'll be here morning. you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's been a long day. Take off your shoes. It's been a hard year. I'm talking to you. How we gonna make it? 'Cause I have to. I don't wanna be here, but I do.
Some of us were raised by broken children handed down in different generations' rage. I've got tattoos, some I hardly know are even there. Yellows and blues rising to the surface when I'm scared. Choices don't make sense to anyone. I've got tattoos, reminders of the pain I've overcome.
My choices don't make sense to you. My choices don't make sense. My choices don't make sense to you.
Sometimes I sit with others in a circle, pass around a daily reader or a guitar, and I share a bit, mostly I just listen, tracing who I am and who they are. I've got tattoos, some I hardly know.
Goodness, that's it. It's the Hot Take Sets. Hope you enjoyed it. You know the sound of Daft Punk means, taking you around the world and back in song. Hope you enjoyed the journey as much as I did. Just heard Robbie Hecht, Tattoos, latest single from the Nashville Musician's upcoming album, Not a Number, out April 12th. Hannah Vu up ahead of that with Hammer. Hannah Vu is from LA, and the song you heard is off her new album, Romanticism. It's out May 3rd on Ghostly International. Luisa Stanchoff with Cigarettes, new single off the main bass musician's forthcoming album, When We Were Looking, her first for Yep Rock Records. And Waxahachie with 365 off the new album Tiger's Blood, out next Friday, March 22nd on Anti Records. I have been Ryan Diaz, Music 7 Show right here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Man for Tufts, Free From Radio, serving Boston and all the world, WMFO.org. Thank you so much for being out there. It's a pleasure to be in your company for a few hours. I want you to have a great rest of your day and a wonderful weekend. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. And be kind to animals. Listen to lots of music.